Hey, we're Three Mormons. We're a YouTube show.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, so when I met the missionaries, you think that, like, religion was something... I thought it was something people turned to when something was going wrong in their lives, and I am 20 years old, I just graduated college, I'm living on my own, and I honestly feel like I am top of the world. Like, age 20, I peaked in life, right? And so I'm stubborn New Yorker. I didn't need help from anyone or anything, definitely not religion. And here I am thinking, like, life is so great, and I didn't need help from anyone, and I'm happy, and I meet these missionaries, and I'm like, okay, boys, let's have a talk. All of these, like, blessings you're telling me about, I'm like, it's all in your head. Like, you don't need to live a certain way to be happy. Like, look at me, I'm happy. And so I told them that I would live a certain way. I would live like how they would teach me, and just to prove them wrong, right? Just to show them that nothing would happen. And so I was saying the worst prayers Heavenly Father, I'm sure, has ever heard. And I was reading, I don't know what, out of the Book of Mormon, because it made no sense to me at first, but I did it because they told me to and I wanted to prove them wrong. And so I started to go to church and I was doing these things that they told me to, like the simple things of the gospel. And then I found myself, like, people started to notice things were different with me, and I didn't notice anything was different, right?
Yeah.
But my good friend, he goes, Al, you look good. And I didn't know what he was talking about, and I said, I'm wearing a new shirt, like, thanks. And he says, that's not it. He said, whatever you're doing, like, do not stop. And I'm like, the only thing I'm doing is, you know, the worst prayers reading. I don't know what out of scriptures. And it wasn't until that I kept hearing that I look different and I'm acting different and better that I finally decided, like, to try, like a real try. And it wasn't until I did, like, a real effort for, like, myself. It wasn't until I put forth, like, the actual, I don't want to say work, but, like, if you're actually doing what they're telling you to do, I changed. And it's not like, I don't know, I didn't change because someone told me I had to live a certain way or that I had to. I changed unconsciously because those are blessings of doing what God wants us to. Even if we think it's the worst thing, like just us trying, we're blessed. And so, joke's on me because I ended up getting baptized because I wanted to, because, like, I thought happiness was, like, a thing before, but, like, happiness is, like, real. It's real, and it only comes from the gospel. I knew that because I could feel that, because I went 21 years thinking it came from somewhere else, and it doesn't. And so I got baptized, like, a week before my 21st birthday, which is not how I thought my 21st birthday would go, but it did.
You weren't living it up.
I was getting full and thirsty, quenching my thirst a different way.
Yeah, alcohol.
Not alcohol.
Not alcohol. Not, no, that's what, the laugh was in ironic because it wasn't alcohol. I was just seeking for answers because I was raised Christian-ish and I was going to a very wonderful United Methodist Church. Great, I loved it. But I had a lot of questions about the Trinity. God and Christ being the same person to me was like, a guy can't be his own dad. And then the Holy Spirit in there, I was like, I didn't understand.
True.
People who die who weren't Christian just go into hell. You know, there's so many things. And
okay, death freaked me out.
Death,
like, the idea
me out too.
Of not having anything, like, it
or being wrong,
me out.
Like, just being there in fire with, like, terrorists and, just, like, bad people, just, like, chilling forever.
Freaks
with
you
awful,
out, right?
Terrible.
But when you don't have those answers, like, that's, like, a real life worry. I would drive by a cemetery and my palms would get, like, sweaty because I was just like, I have no idea what's going on with those people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you go in a downward spiral of, like, oh my gosh, why am I real? Like, what is all of this about?
Are we really real? What are we? Are the stars? Who am I? No, I was fearing for people who I knew who weren't Christian because I was like, if they just go to hell, it didn't seem like a thing a loving God would do. So I just had a lot of questions and I was seeking. And then finally God led me to this church and I just knew, I felt the Spirit when I was reading about the kingdoms of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
First, it just hit me really hard. I just felt it and I just couldn't deny. And so I texted my LDS friend. I was like, you guys are right. How do I join? You can't make a Mormon happier. Not just, I want to look in like, you guys are right. How
no,
do I join?
No.
Boom.
False. Not false. But in my situation, okay. My decision to get baptized, it came so out of nowhere. I actually woke up and I couldn't go back to bed. So I called my elders. I didn't know what I was going to say, but it's fine because I didn't think they'd answer at 4 a.m, right? These elders.
Oh, they did.
And they did, right? And I just, my first reaction was I just started to scream at them at the top of my lungs. And I don't know what I was yelling, but somewhere amongst all of my yelling, I screamed like, I want to get baptized. And I'm like, what the heck did I just say? And I got so embarrassed, I just hung up the phone on them. And this came so out of nowhere that my elders, they called me right back, and they were actually more confused than they were excited for me. They called me back and they go, what? Like, why? What happened?
Does she need a different kind of ward?
Okay, just kidding. Bye. I changed my mind. Just kidding. Yeah, they call me back and they're like, why? Like, why are you? What happened? I'm sure they were eventually happy, but.
Great. Well, that's testimony.
Okay, I told my dad, this was a while ago, I told my dad pre-church, I wanted to marry someone that looked good in dress up, like in a suit. And when you don't go to church, you don't ever dress up unless you're going to a funeral. And then I went to church and then I realized I'm gonna have to marry a lot of people. Well, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna marry someone that looks nice in a suit because you don't see that often. And then I went to church and I'm like, everyone's wearing a suit. I need some different guidelines of a husband.
And it's also, you can't, you know, picking up girls or guys at a funeral is this tricky thing. Well, out of experience, don't do it.
I mean, you
should... No, I'm kidding. I've never. So sad they're gone, but I'm here. I don't know. How is that supposed to work? Hey guys, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. If you want to watch our videos, check us out on YouTube. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And if you don't want to watch our videos, they'll still pop up on your video feed on the right side of your YouTube
channel.
They'll be there. We'll find you someday.